Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Insurance Dudes, Craig Pretzinger and Jason Feltman, help insurance agents create what they say is a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine. And for the past 5 years, the dudes have been churning out podcasts in an attempt to do just that. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and my guests today are the aforementioned Insurance Dudes, Craig Pretzinger and Jason Feltman. Dudes, welcome.
Hey, hello. Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to have you. And can you each tell us a little bit about yourselves? And Craig, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I came into the insurance world about 15 years ago, bought an agency that was a medium-sized agency, and struggled for many years trying to figure out how to grow it. And met Jason, and through the podcast, we were able to put together a system that really helps us accelerate our growth. And it's worked out really well.
Yeah. I started like 6 or 7 years ago, was a bartender prior, jumped in the whole insurance world and was very overwhelmed at first. And I bought an agency for way too much money at the time that I thought. And we were struggling big time. So it was either learn how to sell quickly or my fate was pretty much sealed at that point. So Craig and I actually, I reached out to him. He had a sales program going on at the time. And I reached out to him. We ended up talking for like 2 hours on this sales call. And I ended up buying, not right off the bat, but then I ended up selling him on some software that I was using in the agency. And we were talking about like sales that we were doing in our agency and some of the stuff that we were coming out with. But we were both doing podcasts at the time. We had like 1 or 2 episodes apiece. And this conversation went so well that we talked a few more times. We're like, well, why don't we just do this together? So that's when we formed the Insurance Dudes, and then we came up with that sales system. And man, it was funny too, because we even met, we hadn't met until a year or a year and a half after we started the podcast in person. So that's how odd this relationship is. Yeah. And the name.
So what was the reason for actually putting the podcast together then, Craig?
Well, I'd been struggling for so long trying to figure out the best way to drive acquisition costs down and actually make it profitable to scale. We never had really got there. You know, there'd be years where we'd hit bonus, some years where we wouldn't, but it never was really consistent. And so when we looked and we would try to talk to people to find out, you know, where's the tidbits, where's the secrets. And this is early, you know, early in the 2010s. So Facebook wasn't a big thing yet. It was everybody was kind of on an island. So there weren't these groups, but as that grew, and then we were able to start talking with people, we made these connections and we started inviting them on the podcast to pump them for information about how they're getting results with leads. So we were pretty strategic on who we brought on, and then we learned and were able to kind of put the breadcrumbs together and make it work in our agencies so that we could scale.
Jason, tell us a little bit about the podcast itself. How long have you been doing it? What sort of subject matter do you cover? How many episodes have you done? Things like that.
Yeah. So I want to say 2018, maybe the end, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe 2019. We're doing our own podcast, and it was just kind of a fun thing, right? Like we saw a lot of podcasts going on, and it was like, hey, we both like talking to people. And then when we decided to do it together, we said, you know, let's call it let's do something a little different. You know, we're dudes. We like, you know, our vernacular is pretty, duty, as Craig would say. We just decided to interview other agents and really just learn, like Craig said, some of the secrets of what they're doing on sales, but just to get to know a lot of people and to talk to a lot of people. And we didn't know what we were doing. For the first 6 months, we were all over the place. We would record sometimes and not other times. And right around 6 months into it, we realized that if we recorded on and released them on a consistent basis, that we were starting to see more and more people listen to us. Prior to that, it was like my mom and maybe Craig's mom, and that's about it. So as we were doing that, we said, you know, this would be great to just really get to know the industry, and just whoever we, you know, whoever we wanted to. Like we had a lot of random people on at the beginning. But then, you know, throughout time, it was like, you know, how can we serve these agents? How can we be more involved with, you know, building a community for the agents? And that's where, we started the Teledudes, and we just kept growing the podcast.
So Craig, you mentioned that you have people on. What sort of guests? What do they talk about? Who are they?
Yeah. So we've had tons of agents, and in the early days, it was a lot of, insurance agents to talk to them about their funnels, like how they were growing, the different things they were doing. We would bring on, we didn't have, necessarily the best strategy on acquiring new guests. And what we were just hitting people on Instagram, like just literally pinging them on Instagram or Facebook at, you know, sending them a little blurb about what we do. And some people would say, yes. I mean, we had Garrett White on, if you're familiar with him, with Wake Up Warrior, he came on, and he actually is involved in insurance too. So that was one of the things. But if I could say anything to anybody that's trying to grow a podcast and wants to get guests, you just can't give up. Like Garrett, I probably emailed back and forth with him saying no, or his assistant saying no, I don't know, 10, 15 times, right, Jason? So tons there. We got William Hung from American Idol. So we've had some random guests, but also we had fun trying to tie it back to our world, because everybody still touches insurance at some point, right? They have to have insurance. So it's interesting to bring it in that way.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, aside from your moms, Jason, who are you finding our listeners are?
Primarily PNC insurance agents. That is our, you know, that's who we are. Craig and I are agents actively in captive agencies, and that's who we pretty much serve on the podcast and in our business as well.
What sort of feedback are you getting from your listeners, Jason? You want to pick that up as well?
Yeah, people seem to really like it. I haven't heard too much negativity. I mean, every once in a while you'll get that stuff on the internet, but I personally love it. We should probably push it a little bit more to get more, you know, polarity in there. But I would say insurance agents that probably want to grow that are on the other side of the agents that complain a lot. I don't think that the agents that are negative on the industry as a whole, they tend to, you know, be kind of put off by us.
Interesting. So Craig, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
We want to introduce concepts that we weren't familiar with back just a few years ago, and that we weren't using to really manage our business and make it work well. So, you know, concepts like customer lifetime value, acquisition costs, things, and then the different types of leads. We really break down all of these different things, because all of these components are really important if you want to be successful. And it's interesting because a lot of agents, including both of Jason and I, really, really struggled buying leads and effectively getting results with them. And that's why we want to deliver that message, because we spent a lot of time and a lot of money to really figure it out. And there isn't anything out there that really shows you. So that was our goal. It's really a struggle, and it's really hard and lonely when you're out there trying to run the business. You know, when you can extract yourself from it and actually work on the business, I know, you know, you hear that all the time, working on the business versus working in the business. but it's true. And it really does change a lot of things when that's where the shift goes to.
So Jason, I got to ask, is there any sort of direct or indirect financial benefit that you derive from the podcasts?
Yeah. So, I mean, at first there wasn't for a year and a half. And then that's when we did develop a process within both of our agencies, using dialing specialists and a whole system to get internet leads and convert them to clients. And that's what Craig and I both really catapulted our agencies. Both of our agencies were doing close to 300,000 at one point in sales a month. And, I was able to get best in company, and it was all because of this one process. So a lot of agents were asking us about the process. And so we kind of packaged it up and then started selling that service. So indirectly, I would say that that service has had a huge benefit, but the listeners don't have to use the service. It's just there for them if they want help. And if they want to do it on their own, they can do it on their own. But we tell them a lot of what we do. So it's not a huge secret. We're not keeping it behind the curtain.
And I think something really cool to add is that we've provided a couple hundred jobs in the Philippines where these people wouldn't have jobs. So they were really struggling, especially during COVID. And when they did have jobs, they had to drive for hours to go to the city, do this whole thing. And they're able to work from home. And it's a pretty cool situation that we've been able to facilitate over there.
That's terrific. And Craig, you know, there's so much competition for attention. How do you cut through all the white noise that's out there?
I think the key is consistency, which, both of us have ADHD, so that's very challenging. But we created a system early and we stuck to it. And it was, we record every Wednesday, and we have literally done it for, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, however long it's been, we've been doing it. But every Wednesday, we get together and we shoot something. In the early days, we were doing, like, there were days where we did 8-10 episodes. It was crazy. So.
Wow. So what's the future of the Insurance Dudes? Jason?
That's a great question. Right now, it's really to serve agents, kind of like what Craig was saying. It's funny, we've switched roles in our agency. When Craig and I first started, we were very involved in the agency. And because of what we've learned and everything, we've been able to kind of put people in our agencies as key people that have helped grow the agency. And so now Craig and I have been able to take more of a backseat role. And I know over the last year, we've contemplated a lot about what is our voice in this? Because before, we would help people with what we were doing in the agency. And now it's kind of, we're showing people how to set their agency up where it can be an entity that can run and grow almost without them. And so that's kind of how our roles have shifted a little bit more. And so I imagine that the podcast going forward will probably be more along the lines of that kind of role, at least from the voice.
Well, dudes, best of luck with both your agency business and, of course, the podcast as well.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much. This
yeah,
is great.
We really appreciate it.
Those were the Insurance Dudes, Craig Pretzinger and Jason Feltman. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.